Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And by the way, they drafted number one yesterday, 32nd pick in the round number one, and got somebody by the name of Tryon, number one pick. We'll have to talk about that in the sports segment later in the program, hour number four, with Patrick Hyland. But we are broadcasting right now to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And as always, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working tonight on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. On Parler, we're at The Captain's America. On Twitter, it's at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of the things we have over there. And you'll also see Brooke Talks America's latest column over there, too. All righty. Joining us right now from the great state of California, where more people are leaving than they can count coming in, it's the one, the only, the informative professor of politics, Kyle Warren. All right. And there they are, outside, gathered just outside the door of the bar at the hotel, waving and shouting.
All right.
All right. You ready? You ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we won't let you forget that. Now, speaking of which, Kyle, something tragic has happened in Israel. I've heard about this happening with the Arabs when they go off on their holy days to these big meetings that they have or whatnot, religious encounters. But we've had something similar to that happen with a bunch of Jewish religious folks in Israel. Is that correct?
Yes, Captain. We're getting some very, very sad news coming out of Israel tonight, northern Israel. The death toll, from what we understand, ranges perhaps from 40 to 44. We've seen two different reports about this. But this has to do with a particular religious ceremony, a gathering typically attended by ultra-Orthodox Jews to commemorate the burial place of a second-century rabbi. Typically what happens there is they make bonfires and so forth as part of their celebration and remembrance. Well, it's not clear yet as to what exactly caused the event to happen in terms of what is being described as a stampede, but something happened, and we understand that scores of people have been hurt, at least 40, and as I said, another report says 44 people were killed as a result of this, what is being described as a stampede. So we're getting more information about it, of course, even Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu calling it a great tragedy, of course, at this hour, and so very, very unfortunate news coming out from our friends in northern Israel tonight.
So then these people were obviously trampled to death.
that would be exactly what it seems to be.
That happens. That happens all the time at the, like I say, the Arab events, the Islamic events. But first time I've heard about this happening in Israel. All right, well, let's move along and get something a little bit more exciting for the folks. Today, or last night. Last night was the day number one of the NFL draft, and the number one player to be picked in the NFL draft was who, Kyle?
Who was that?
You don't know?
I don't know.
Trevor Lawrence.
Okay.
And he went to the Jacksonville Jaguars, where our former head coach, Urban Meyer, is going from the Gators, is going to be the head coach there, former national championship coach at the Florida Gators as well as Ohio State. And he's now with the Jacksonville Jaguars, and he chose Trevor Lawrence as his number one pick and quarterback. So he would obviously become the franchise quarterback from South Carolina. And they're obviously, or was it Clemson? Well, it doesn't matter. But up in the state of South Carolina. So he's going to be a big draw for people coming from that area for the Jacksonville Jaguars. But the Jacksonville Jaguars did something else yesterday. They tried out a very, very famous name in Florida football at a different position. Do you know who it was?
Who was that?
Tim Tebow. They brought him in and gave him a tryout at tight end. Now, he's 6'3", goes 230-some-odd pounds, so he could still play that position if he wanted to. But if you put Tim Tebow on the same team with Trevor Lawrence, you're obviously trying to sell tickets and put people in the stands.
Well, exactly right, and of course Tim Tebow has shown that he's very, very talented at what he goes out to do. So you're right, could be a pretty good combination. I also understand, Captain. I think didn't the NFL draft have a large gathering of people that we would not have seen under typical quote unquote COVID conditions?
Exactly, mm-hmm. Exactly. And the other thing is more good news is that two more states yesterday dropped their mandatory face mask ban. And one more state went to more people in the stands at the professional and college sporting events. They're up to half capacity versus where they were at with the 10 or 15,000 or whatever the heck it was they were doing before. And you can see that things are moving along quite nicely, even though if you listen to the doom and gloom from Joe Biden, who gave such a passionate speech, and it was so from the heart. And it was so wonderful. I heard that. It just made me sick because Joe Biden is a pathological liar and has been for at least the 50 years or so that he's been in politics. You can't believe what the guy says. All right. Hold on, folks. We'll be right back. You think I'm exaggerating? Go look him up. Go look him up under anything you want to look it up as. All right. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I think I will, Mr. Announcer Guy, soon to be back on the telephone with me. And by the way, that is Kyle Warner. We thank him for doing that liner for us. Now, this part of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. I took a pack of Relief Factor just before I started the show here, about midnight, my time, a couple hours ago. And I take it because of the fact that I have inflammation that rears its ugly head when I least expect it in my left ankle and foot and leg. And then I have pain associated with that. So, this, with the ingredients that are in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, and it just goes down. It just stops and goes down and goes back to where it's supposed to be when I take this. It takes about 30 minutes or so for it to react. Now, it will lower or eliminate pain by going straight to the source of the pain, too, which is great. Great, because I hate being in pain. I tolerate it, but I hate it. Now, it's 100% drug-free, which beats any other thing you have to take that's going to control your, you know, your senses and this, that, and the other, because this is drug-free. And it's 100% botanical and fish oil product, too. Supports a healthy response to your body's healing process. Comes in little convenient individual packets that you can take. And it only costs, to get it started, the three-week quick start, $19.95. And believe me, it works, and it's worked for tens of thousands of people. There's not a day doesn't go by I don't hear from somebody that it's not working for, and they thank me for telling them about it. So, $19.95, the 3 week quick start gets it all going. Go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, even though you're going to be going in through the website portal that they gave me. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Before we get to the caller, I want to mention something about Tim Scott. Now, Tim Scott has become the star of the show with what he had to say with the GOP rebuttal. Is that a fair assumption?
No, I think you're right, yeah.
All right. Well, I want you to listen to what he had to say when he gave the response to Joe Biden talking about, well, America has to deal with systemic racism, and we have racist things, and it's terrible. Yeah, right, in his mind. Here's what Tim Scott had to say.
South Carolina Senator Tim Scott used his Republican response to President Biden's address to Congress to vow that America is not a racist country.
Race is not a political weapon to settle every issue the way one side wants. It's far too important.
Senator Scott seized on Mr. Biden's call that passage of major police reform could help stamp out institutional racism nationwide. He's the lead GOP negotiator as the two parties seek an accord on legislation overhauling police procedures. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Now, one last thing, Kyle. The viewership is in for the presidential speech. You want to hear the numbers?
Oh, yeah.
11.6 million people watched the Biden speech to Congress, which was nearly 75% lower than President Trump's first joint speech to Congress in 2017, and is just barely 2.6 million numbers, a million people higher in the U.S. for watching the Oscars. And by the way, the final tally worldwide for the Oscars was around 16 million.
You know, Captain, I can't imagine much more of a rebuke of what the Biden-Harris administration has been up to than that kind of low viewership. People have tuned out. They know exactly what Joe Biden's going to say and talk about. They know exactly what to expect, and they just didn't want to waste their time listening to it. I think that's the explanation.
The guy's been around for 50 years. Everybody knows what he stood for. We all know about the flip-flopping and the zigzagging and the lying about things. And by the way, in his speech, he also said, well, thank goodness that we developed Operation Warp Speed and it did this and did. Yeah, that was Donald Trump. In the meantime, let's go to the phone lines. And I believe we've got Todd and Tampa on the line. So take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business. Leave our police alone. They're doing an outstanding job dealing with the dregs of society and putting their lives on the line for idiot Democrats like Joe Biden and the rest of them who got guns on their side at all times to protect them. Bunch of fake, phony hypocrites. Okay. No, let me say, what does that tell you? What do those numbers just tell you? Okay. I'll just say it in a nice way that tells you that Donald Trump on election night was victorious. Okay, I'll just say it that way nicely. Okay, 11. I've been to 9 Trump rallies. You can't get in the 50. The Donald could have sold out the Buckeye Stadium with 100,000 people if they put him in there. Okay, don't get me started on that. It's a nightmare. The Democrats are a nightmare. They're a disgrace. Who's the idiot that's letting COVID people come in our country with diseases at the border? Who's that? That's the Einstein White House. And let me tell this governor who's running this conservative in Virginia. Okay, I listened to the captain on election night. At 8:23, him and Bill Bunkley called Florida, and they never even put it on there. This guy's running against that idiot who wore blackface over there in Virginia, and you're going to, but before they even put the numbers up, they called Virginia for, so you better watch out how they steal the election for you. Let's stand up for our country and stand up for our first responders and our cops who are putting their lives on the line with the dregs of society that no one wants to deal with, and that the Democrats are the first ones to call the police when they need them. Peace.
Okay, very good. And he mentioned something about the police, Kyle, and I want to mention this because this just breaks my heart to have to mention this. But we talked about the incident yesterday in North Carolina involving the deputies, two of them were shot.
Right, yes.
Well, yesterday before we went off the air, one of them died. Now both of the deputies that were shot were killed, and both of them died. However, when the SWAT teams went inside to where the 13-hour standoff took place, they found 3 other people dead inside.
Yes, that's right. There was a married couple found dead. The suspected gunman was also, I believe, found dead. And this all happened in Watauga County. And the sheriff's office, yes, confirming the deaths of the 2 deputies. And how very sad.
Yeah, and I watched them. The SWAT teams gathered together, shoulder to shoulder, arm to arm, and They were saying a prayer afterwards, and it was very heart-touching to see because, again, people, if you haven't been around the police or the firefighters or the EMS, it's a bond. It's a tremendous bond that's there because we all take the same risks, and we all work with each other. And that's why on this program, you cannot, and we will not let you, say anything bad about the police on this show because blue lives matter. All lives matter. And we've got your six here on this program. Now, moving along, Kyle, of course, Senator Tim Scott responding to the stunning assault from the left. By the way, they were literally attacking on Twitter the color of his skin, calling him an Uncle Tom. And they let that stay up there for about 12 hours until somebody complained about it. I don't know if it was Scott or somebody else, and they took it down.
Right, yeah, they were all using things like Uncle Tim as well, which is an obvious play on the idea of Uncle Tom. And again, Captain, when you don't have the ideas on your side, when you can't have an actual debate, a real conversation about something, or talk about real things, you revert to this kind of literally racist name-calling. I mean, this is just exactly what it is. As of earlier today, I hadn't seen any major reaction from some of the different groups like BLM and so forth regarding this. Perhaps they'll speak out on it. I hope that they would, because again, this is not something that we want to see happening in the United States of America.
No, and the other thing is former Trump attorney, disgraced Trump attorney Michael Cohen, was quoted with saying Rudy Giuliani will flip on Trump in a heartbeat if he keep the pressure on him. That was came up from somewhere yesterday. I don't know who it was that said it, but I saw a published report about it. And I'm thinking to myself, really? Rudy Giuliani? Really? You don't know Rudy.
No, but, you know, this sounds like one of those things, Captain, where it's kind of like, you know, trying to get people to tune in or click or, you know, that kind of thing, because it just seems kind of far-fetched, but it sounds like a hot news item if you
I think it was the CNN or MSNBC. I just caught the tail end of it, and I haven't been able to find it since. So as fast as that got put up there, they took it down.
Yeah, and it's probably also wishful thinking on the part of many in the media or whomever.
Now here's something that's not wishful thinking, and you better be careful what you wish for when you do something like this. Now, I don't know if you know this or not, but Rudy Giuliani has a son named Andrew who we see a lot on Newsmax TV, correct?
Right, right.
Well, Andrew has announced he's going to run for governor in New York against Cuomo, and this probably aided the support for Rudy Giuliani's son, Andrew, because that's the backlog of the positive thing for Giuliani, the negative thing for the FBI and for Governor Cuomo and the New York District Attorney and the New York Attorney General. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch right after this bottom of the hour break. Don't go anywhere. Ron Edwards is going to take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Marking his 100th day in office, President Biden held a drive-in rally in Georgia. He thanked Democrats for their vote, saying the balance in the Senate made the difference in getting his stimulus plans passed.
Because of you,
the rest of the world, because of your two senators, the rest of America was able to get the help they got so far.
He also said he's following through with his campaign promises.
We created, in the first 100 days, 1,300,000 new jobs. 1,300,000 jobs in 100 days. That's more new jobs in the first 100 days of any president in history.
Last night, during his address to a joint session of Congress, the president outlined his American Families Plan. The price tag is nearly $2 trillion, and Republicans say that amount is way too high. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm a police officer. I have been for 32 years.
Okay.
The case in Atlanta, the officer follows protocol. If someone takes my taser and they turn it on, they have the ability to get my gun.
That's right.
Get my patrol car, which has got an AR-15 and a shotgun, and wreak havoc. Mm-hmm. The officer had every right to protect himself.
Captain's America, Third Watch, with Captain Matt Bruce. Overnight.
All righty, there you go. And that was something, Kyle. You remember that interview with that police officer up in Georgia? Oh, wait a minute. You remember that interview?
Oh, I do. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And he listens to us. I believe he was a sergeant, and he listens to us every night on patrol. So we appreciate you, Sergeant, for doing that for us. And You're memorizing the archives of the Captain's America Third Watch. I knew I had that, and I wanted to play that because of the fact we just talked about the police.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Kyle, the a major decision yesterday by the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court sided with, of all things, an illegal immigrant facing deportation due to a single word. What's this all about?
Well, Captain, evidently, yes, this centers around a case involving an illegal immigrant who was sent several notices to appear for deportation hearing, this kind of thing. But as you mentioned, the Supreme Court said it centered around a single word. That word really is a letter, and that's the letter A, because the law says that someone will be sent, quote, a notice. and they found that that means it must be a single document that is sent to the individual. However, this individual received several notices to appear, and some with differing information. Now, here's what Justice Neil Gorsuch said in the court's opinion. He said, at one level, today's dispute may seem semantic, focused on a single word, a small one at that. He goes on to say, but words are how the law constrains power. And he goes on to elaborate. But again, so yes, they did side with that. And I think Judge Gorsuch talking about the idea of how the law constrains power is in itself very powerful, because otherwise you can see things begin to run amok, as I think basically what his thrust is. But it simply means, and this is a 6-3 decision, by the way, it simply means that the procedures have to be followed to the letter of the law.
No, I agree with that. There was something really strange that happened yesterday with Joe Biden. He hopped on a plane of Air Force One and flew down to Georgia, right?
That's right.
And when he got down to Georgia, he gave a speech, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And when he got done with the speech, he went to look for his mask to put his mask on because he'd taken it off, and he couldn't find it. And he and Jill and even one of the aides and a Secret Service agent spent about 30 seconds looking for it. And where do you suppose that mask was?
I think it was just on the shelf in the podium or something.
Yeah, right there in the podium that they have. There's a little shelf directly underneath where they set stuff like a bottle of water and whatnot. And son of a gun, his mask wasn't there. So we got a chance once again to see Joe losing himself amongst his faculties again. And it's something that happens to everybody the older you get. But in his case, he is aging rapidly, I believe, and again, you can't prove it wrong to me unless he takes the test, which nobody said he's had it, for dementia.
Well, right. I mean, and he seemed to be displaying some emotion there at the same time.
He got upset.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought he was going to cry.
Well, precisely, because maybe he became, maybe he was confused or confused as to why this wasn't there.
He really was.
Yeah, and that wasn't, in other words, he wasn't handling it very well, evidently. And not to try to be funny, but I was a little concerned during the speech when suddenly, at least to my perception, he suddenly kind of started yelling about things. he raised his voice a little bit, and I guess he was trying to be dramatic, and that was, I guess he wanted to convey that in some dramatic way, but it kind of sounded a little bit more like suddenly he was just kind of talking like that, and but not really realizing how that might be coming across. But of course, he got such high marks from so many pundits, especially on certain networks.
Of the pundits that gave him high marks were, except for Chris Wallace, and you might as well throw Chris Wallace in the camp of the Democrats and the liberal news networks, but everybody except for Chris Wallace over on the other side of the aisle gave him extremely high marks. Oh, it was such an emotional speech. It was so good. He referenced his son. Oh, jeez.
Well, and we also heard the term grandfatherly.
Yeah.
Yes, Reagan had a, quote, grandfatherly countenance in some of the speeches and so forth. But they're trying to prop up Biden to make us think that the speech that we saw was somehow grand.
Well, they need to do something because, again, folks, if you haven't heard, 11.6 million viewers watched Joe Biden's speech to Congress, which was nearly 75% lower than the first speech that Donald Trump gave in 2017 when he addressed a joint session of Congress. And that says everything that you want to know about Joe Biden and where the country is right now, because he's out there trying to sell his programs, as well as Kamala's out there, and they got some of the members of the administration going around the country to do the same thing, because people just aren't buying it.
No, they're not buying it. And I'll perchance to think, Captain, that we might see more people perhaps would have tuned in to the president's speech if over the last 100 days, if the president had actually done things to try to unify the country instead of driving us further apart. People have had it with that, and they're voted with their remote controls.
Yeah, and by the way, he was heckled pretty good yesterday, too, at the rally.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that by his own people.
Well, but again, I'm glad you mentioned the word selling it, because again, the what they're talking about, big government socialism, basically, is not something that's going to sell itself, because people, most people know better than that, and they've got to go out and try to make you believe it.
And Biden had a rally, and what do you have there, 1,000, 1,500 people?
Right, right.
Okay, now, you know that we're hearing that Donald Trump is going to come back out and do the MAGA rallies again.
Well, that's going to be tens of 20,000 people at a time, exactly. Yep.
And, of course, for the states that are opening up now to where the stadiums can be half capacity, or even over in Texas and Alabama where it can be 100% capacity, I wonder if he wouldn't go over to one of those states and see if he could fill up a stadium. I bet he could.
Well, he might, but then now watch for the mainstream media to say, what's going to happen at these rallies? Are they going to try to take things over?
Kyle,
it's going to get weird.
Kyle, they haven't been right yet, Kyle. What makes you think they're going to be right now?
I know.
Everything is working in the opposite favor for us and against them, everything.
That's right, and they know that the people aren't buying this stuff.
And by the way, Governor Whitmer, otherwise known by Ron Edwards, Ron Edwards, that guy, Governor Whitmer, known as Governor Witchmere, says that she will not fully reopen Michigan until most of the people there are vaccinated. Well, when's that going to finish? Next December?
Yeah, who knows? I guess they want it to be 70% of Michiganders, 16 and up.
Okay.
To be able to do that.
All right. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that number, because I want you to listen to a Republican governor in a Democratic-controlled legislative state and listen to what happened yesterday.
Holding a press conference on the state's response to COVID-19, Hogan shared the new updates on the mask mandate based on the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines and advice of leading public health experts. Hogan said starting May 1st, all restrictions for outdoor dining will be lifted, which includes standing services outdoors in bars and restaurants. But seated services and physical distancing requirements will be in place indoors at bars and restaurants. This comes as Maryland is already ramping up its vaccination rate, with more than 4.5 million vaccines having been administered and 60% of Marylanders over the age of 18 being vaccinated. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Now, that was the Maryland Governor Larry Hogan that did that yesterday.
That's right.
And that's
right.
A Democratic-controlled legislative state with a Republican governor.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's kind of twofold. Number one, yes, you're getting a lot more people vaccinated. And number two is that politically, this just cannot go on. The people cannot continue to, number one, not be able to run their business. We're following the science, because outside is much different than inside, obviously.
Uh-huh.
And so, yes, we're finally getting to that point.
Now, the Georgia Secretary of State, Mr. Raffensperger, has urged Joe Biden to stop playing political games over the Georgia voting law that's coming into play that they just passed and the governor signed. It was done to counter what Stacey Abrams did the last time around. And by the way, Stacey Abrams, in a speech given by Joe Biden in Georgia, said that she's free to run for president if she wants.
She's free to run for president. Wow, is that what he said?
But he also said he was in charge.
Oh, got it.
Joe Biden is in charge. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with our first Truckers Highway and Byway report. And boy, up the Northeast, we got a humdinger for you guys up here. Batten down the hatches. You got big-time wind coming your way. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. And she and her husband, Don, run the Double D Ranch up there in Carrollton, Georgia. They not only stable horses there, but they also teach equestrian and western riding there. So if you're interested in that, check them out, Double D Ranch up there in Carrollton, Georgia. And they're just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. A big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. And by the way, a special shout-out to my friend Kevin, Lieutenant Colonel retired Kevin down there in Bradenton. And I'll just use your first name there, Kevin. Thank you very much for chiming in. And this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. You'll see them all around the country. Largest truck stop chain in the country. All you got to do is pull out in there and say, hey, man, I was listening to the captain, and he said I'd get me a free cup of coffee if I said so. You will. You'll get that free cup of coffee. And then after you do that, become a member of the Drivers Club and get points for the fuel you buy, for the food you buy, for whatever you buy in the stores, and then use those points to save you a bunch of money come Christmas time or birthday time or anniversary time. How about that one? All right, here we go. We're going to do a little journeying tonight, so let's journey along.
Come on up, those changes can put you through. Now long distance,
journey from back in the day, and let me bring Kyle in here. When was that song done there, Kyle?
Well, that goes back to 1983. That's off their Frontiers album, which had a lot of good hits off of that.
Yeah, and that was one of their early ones. I can tell by the garb that they're wearing and the haircut, so that's okay. There you go. All right, well, a little Foreigner, Chain Reaction, a little something different for you guys out there, because our job is to keep you awake out there when you're driving up and down the highways and byways, and that's what we're going to do. And this weather forecast, I think, is going to wake some people up, Kyle, because over in the northeast, you are going to have some real strong winds from upstate New York to Boston, all the way down into the middle Atlantic states. And we're talking about, in some cases, gale force winds up to 70 miles an hour. We'll get into all that, but I will mention to you strong winds will develop along the East Coast today as a cold front moves offshore. Gusts up to 60 miles an hour onshore, 70 miles an hour offshore will impact a lot of areas, as what I just told you. Now, critical fire weather conditions will exist in the northern plains. Heavy rain is possible along the Gulf Coast of Texas as a front comes across and stalls down there for a day or two, and record warm temperatures will exist in the western part of the U.S. So, Kyle, what's going on?
Well, thank you, Captain. Well, we've got fire weather watches tonight, and we've also got wind as well. Up in the northern and eastern part of Montana tonight, we've got fire weather watch. We've got lake wind advisories, and, of course, that means you're going to have low humidity. You're also going to have strong, gusty winds. So in that area of Montana, you've got to be very, very careful. Also, in the southeastern corner of Colorado tonight, we also have another fire weather watch, and this is going to be in the Campo and Pritchett areas, Granada and Holly, Wiley as well. So you've also got possible winds there as well. And we've got an aerial flood advisory in the southeastern corner of New Mexico, and this is going to be in the Carlsbad area. If you're coming across Highway 62 or Highway 285, Highway 380, you're going to be dealing with this heavy rain at times, and so you want to be careful if you're driving through there.
Yeah, and the fire weather watch, threat rather, warning is pretty much in the Indian Reservation. When you come across the border from North Dakota, it's I-94 north all the way to the Canadian border, all the way through the Indian Reservation on past the port of entry, too, there at the Crow Reservation. Now, the western half of North Dakota tonight from the South Dakota line and over into Rapid City has a fire threat warning all the way up to Canada. So be advised of that. Be careful. High winds over there, too, going to be gusting along up to 30 to 35 miles an hour on down into the Rapid City area. Now, down in New Mexico, Rio Doso over towards south of Lubbock, you're going to have some rain in there today, but there will be some heavier rain developing because of a low pressure system and a front that looks like it's going to stall along the western Gulf Coast of Texas and possibly Louisiana and bring rain for the next day or two. Houston, you're going to get rain. You're going to have rain all the way over towards San Antonio, and it looks like there'll be rain up towards Austin as well, and on down towards, Galveston, and a little bit beyond Galveston. There's going to be a large stretch of rain in there. Tonight we do have some dense fog coming out of Tennessee, Memphis west on I-40, almost all the way to Little Rock, I might add, so be advised of that. And also it's running north-south up and down 55 and so when you're coming north-south out of Mississippi up through Tennessee up to about the Kentucky line, you'll have some fog there. Now, here's the important stuff for the East Coast. You are going to have a storm that's worked its way up in the lows front and all that sort of stuff up off the East Coast, all the way from about Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, to Cape Cod and around the horn a little bit towards Boston and maybe even the lower part of the Oceanside, lower part of New Hampshire. Now, the winds offshore are going to be gusting to 70 miles an hour all the way down to North Carolina from Cape Cod, Massachusetts. So it's going to get really rough. There is going to be possibly some showers developing in this and whatnot, but the winds will be gusting up to 60 miles an hour as far inland as upstate New York, Binghamton, Syracuse, Utica,
Albany, you could have winds gusting to that speed. Certainly winds 35 to 50 miles an hour will be predominant, as well as across half of Pennsylvania, to include Philadelphia, to include all of New Jersey, to include Delaware, to include all of Maryland, to include the mountains of Virginia, where you'll have 30 to 35 mile an hour gusts most of the weekend, along with some really cold temperatures. There's going to be a frost warning for the mountains of West Virginia tonight, so be advised of that. Now, if you haven't turned the heat off, you'll have to turn it back on again. And then we're going to have a wind warning across most of Virginia, headed over towards the ocean, North and South Carolina, most of the state, all the way over to the ocean. But those winds will not be as intense as they'll be once you get north of Washington, D.C., and head on up towards Boston if you're in the I-95 lane. If you're on I-81, you'll have it all the way up in upstate New York. And, boy, it's just going to be really miserable for the next couple of days up there, Kyle.
Yes, it certainly will be. There's a pretty high wind you're talking about, too.
Yeah, and I wonder if anybody's going to be playing baseball outdoors up there, because it won't so much be the rain, although there might be some showers, but the winds are going to really dominate what happens up there in some of those ballparks.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Yeah. All right, well, let's talk real quick. Tell us about the Flying J. You got about 30 seconds.
Well, folks, if you're out there driving across the highways and byways, pull into the pilot of Flying J. If you tell them you're listening to the captain's program, you'll get that free cup of coffee. We'll think that you'll agree it's the best cup of coffee on the interstate. Also, RVers, they've got special things just for you. And don't forget to join the Drivers Club. They have the My Rewards Plus app. You can download that, pilotflyingj.com.
Yep, yep, and yep. Hang on, Kyle, folks. You're coming back after the top of the hour news, and your stations get a chance to pay some of their bills and run some of their ads on there, and I will be right back on the Captain's America Third Watch, hour number two, coming right up. Got a lot more stuff to talk about.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.